I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The death toll continues to rise after an explosion at a wedding in Turkey. Turkish authorities say at least 22 people were killed Saturday and nearly 100 others injured. The state-run Anadolu news agency quotes the governor of Gaziantep province as saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, which Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Simsek said the blast appeared to be a bombing, a suicide bombing, that is. Other officials speculated on the involvement of Kurdish rebels or the Islamic State group. The blast occurred in an area where three explosions in recent days have been linked by the Ankara government to rebels from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44 people. The country is also still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The attack in Gaziantep came after Turkish Prime Minister Bin Ali Yildirim said that his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent that country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul Saturday, Mr. Yildirim said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, and innocent people should not die. Yildirim also said that Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, had no role in Syria's future, but that talks with him would be necessary during a transitional period because he is one of the actors today, no matter whether we like it or not. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Afghan troops have recaptured a key northeastern district from the Taliban just hours after the militant group took it. Afghan officials told a joint news conference in Kabul Saturday that fierce fighting for the control of Khanabad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed that six Afghan security personnel were killed, while another 16 were wounded. The Taliban had seized control of Khanabad in an overnight offensive that it claimed killed and wounded dozens of Afghan forces. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital Sana'a. Organizers billed the march as a show of support for a controversial new governing council that's opposed by the United Nations and many Western governments. It was also in support of ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader who was driven from power in 2012. Also Saturday, witnesses said that warplanes from the U.S.-backed Saudi coalition bombed the nearby presidential palace and other targets. There were no immediate reports of casualties. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says that Rio de Janeiro has hosted an iconic games that were organized in the midst of the city's ongoing struggles. At a news conference in Rio Saturday, Bach said the games had not been organized in a bubble.
These games have been organized in a city where there are social problems, where there are social divides, where real life continued.
Bach told reporters that no public money had been spent on organizing the games. He said it was better for the Olympics to be close to reality rather than having 16 days of the games isolated. Meanwhile, nine Australian athletes will have to pay a fine of more than $3,100 each after being detained by police in Rio for a flap over credentials at an Olympic basketball game. The Aussies had tried to get better seats at the Australia-Serbia men's game in Rio. Australian Olympic Committee Secretary General Fiona de Jong said the athletes had been charged with falsifying a document. Australia's Olympic Committee chef de mission Kitty Chiller said the athletes were aware their accreditations had been tampered with, but were definitely not at fault. And Secretary of State John Kerry is due to arrive in Kenya Monday to discuss terrorism in neighboring countries before traveling on for similar meetings in Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.